The Baltimore Ravens have done their fair share of roster shuffling throughout this season. They've done it along the offensive line. They've done it along the defensive line, and they've done it in the defensive backfield, too, at the safety position. It's time for them to make another roster shakeup that could help go a long way. Team, keep it clean. We're going to get into it. Before we do, make sure you subscribe to the channel, turn notifications on, and please leave a like on the video, which y'all have been doing. So I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all really be coming through with that. So thank you very, very much. So Brandon Stevens, as we know, Brandon Stevens, he has been struggling a lot this season. And it's tough for Brandon Stevens because last year he was so amazing. Last year he was great. Last year he was pretty much a lockdown corner. He was the best corner on the Baltimore Ravens. But this year he's been struggling a lot. When teams want a first down, when they want a big play, when they want to go to a cornerback who they're going to pick on, they've been attacking Brandon Stevens a lot. Now, he has made some plays this season, but he's given up a lot more. And it's been rough. We all, of course, we all root for Brandon Stevens. We all want him to do well, but he's been struggling big time. So I think it's very, very important. We think it's very, very important that the Baltimore Ravens make another potential game-changing decision when it comes to the depth chart. You got Marlon Humphrey as your starter. He can play inside. He can play outside. Ravens like him at both. So that's cool. He can do it all. You also got a good mix of Nate Wiggins. Is he a starter? It depends on if the Ravens come out with three or four corners. They typically do most of the time. But Nate Wiggins, I guess he's kind of a starter, but not all the way a starter. But if they coming out in his two corners, it's going to be Brandon Stevens and Marlon Humphrey. So in my opinion, I think it's time for that to change. I think it would be best for the Baltimore Ravens. And get this. You got two options of things that you could do with Brandon Stevens. Well, you could either, I don't want to say bench him, but I guess bench him. You could bench him in favor of your rookie, your first round draft pick, Nate Wiggins. He could be the official outside starting corner opposite Marlon Humphrey. And then when they come out and they got to have three corners out there, it could be Marlon Humphrey in the slot. It could be Nate Wiggins at outside corner. Then the other outside corner, it could be Tre'Davious White. And I know we only got a small sample size. I think he only played about 25 snaps in that game the other day against the Steelers. But still, like, we saw a lot from him in that small sample size. And when they saw him on the field, when Russell Wilson saw him on the field, and that Steelers offense saw him, they said, oh, sick him. Go get him. George Pick. Oh, hey, that boy ain't played in months. Go moss that dude real quick. Tre'Davious White say no. I want to show you all that Buffalo Tre'Davious White. And he certainly did. So why not capitalize on that? Again, with Brandon Stevens, he's been giving up a lot. If teams want a first down, they go to Brandon. If teams want a big play, they attack Brandon. When teams want a good amount of yards, they go at Brandon Stevens a lot. And that's been the case throughout this entire year. We all been hoping that things get turned around for him, literally, especially with his head getting turned around on the plays. But since it just hasn't happened yet, why not do a shakeup? You see how well the shakeup worked at safety. And see, get this. What's even more significant about the Baltimore Ravens shaking it up at the safety position is that you're paying Marcus Williams like $70 million. You're paying him a lot of money. Oh, that boy's getting paid, man. Brandon Stevens not making half that much. So the financial investment is not even there. Brandon Stevens, I think, was a third round pick like 3-4 years back. So you're not financially tied to him like you are Marcus Williams. But even though you were way more financially tied to Marcus Williams, you still benched him. Because why? You need to do what's best for your team. So with the Baltimore Ravens, if they could potentially do that. Oh, man. And think about this. I'm not saying, oh, Brandon Stevens needs to be inactive on game day. No. Because he is some quality cornerback and safety depth. And the thing with him, he could help you mix it up too. Because you could still use him as a weapon. You could use him as a safety. You bring him in at corner, inside corner, outside. He can play. He knows how to play. He has experience playing everywhere. He's somebody that's not afraid to be physical. Brandon Stevens is not a bad player. But I think it's important that the Baltimore Ravens, in my opinion, put him in a better position in order for him to have some success. So if you use him more as a chess piece, use him more as a weapon, I think that would be better suited for him at this stage of his career, especially with his struggles, than using him as a primary outside corner. Now, somebody else Now, this is one move that the Baltimore Ravens are not going to shake up at all. Even though he's been struggling, and even though the Baltimore Ravens are financially invested in him, they, like, not that they can't do anything, but they just won't. And that's Justin Tucker. We know Justin Tucker, he has been, it's been tough. It's been tough for Justin Tucker. And a lot of us are still trying to figure it out. There are a lot of Ravens fans that have just come to grips with it. They've been like, look, Justin Tucker, he ain't got it no more. Father Time done caught up with him. They said it's not Jordan Stout. It's not the holding situation. The holds have been fine. It's all Justin Tucker. And then, of course, there's some fans that say, oh, no, it's the holder. There's some fans that say it's injured. Some fans, whatever it is, it's an issue. And it's a big issue because it has literally helped cost us games. It hasn't been the end-all, be-all, forget, but it has cost us games. Because, again, you look at this last week. If he makes those two additional field goals that he missed, even if he makes one of them, it's a completely different game. The game is being played a completely different way. But anyway, with Justin Tucker, he talked about it. And he always says this whenever he misses a kick. He said, it impacts me more than anything. It hurts me more than anything. And we've, of course, been seeing all his kicks hook way to the left. But Justin Tucker, he said he's going to keep working on it. He said he's going to keep doing his thing. And hopefully they can get that corrected. But just another reminder, Justin Tucker, at least this season, I don't know about next season, but this season, he ain't going nowhere. And Ravens ain't going to bring in no kicker. There's no competition. That I just don't see it. Now, Roquan Smith, he was absent from practice today. Roquan Smith was, Arthur Millette was as well. But then Travis Jones, he was missing from practice as well. And so was Sanusi Kane. So we'll see. I'm not tripping off of Roquan Smith yet. Reason being, and shout out to Roquan Smith, because we made the jokes about Roquan Smith, of course, all year. We've seen it. He picked up a little bit of weight. And hey, it happens to the best of us. Trust me. I done been there. I mean, I'm still there a lot of times too. But with Roquan Smith in the game against the Steelers, I think that might have been his best game of the year. And he didn't even finish it. But that was his best game of the year, in my opinion. We got to really see Roquan Smith make some good plays in that. He looked a lot better. He looked just, and obviously the whole defense looked a lot better too. And I did see somebody say, well, maybe because Roquan could really trust who was behind him a lot more than he has in the past at the safety position. Maybe that's why he was able to play better. I don't know exactly what it is, but he looked a whole lot better against Pittsburgh. But now with him missing practice today, again, I'm not tripping yet, because what gives me some hope with Roquan Smith is the fact that during the game, he came out the game. They said he had a hamstring injury, but he didn't go and put on street clothes. He came out the game. He didn't put on his helmet. So when he ain't have his helmet on, I was like, oh yeah, he's done. He ain't coming back in. Cause usually if a player comes out the game and then they put their helmet on the sideline, they getting ready to go back on the field, but he ain't put his helmet back on, but he finished watching the game from the sideline. So in my opinion, I could be wrong, but in my opinion, that let me know that the injury, it ain't too bad. And then he was standing up the whole time too. So if his hamstring was really that bad, would he be able to stand up? Like, hey, I'm no doctor. I don't know. I'm just a Ravens fan. I'm a casual Ravens fan. So, but with Roquan Smith, I ain't tripping off of this injury yet. I ain't tripping off of him missing practice today yet. I think he does have a shot at playing in this game. But, of course, if he doesn't play, you got some options. You got Chris Board. You got Malik Harrison. Trent Simpson obviously going to get a big role there too. You got Christian Welch as well. So Ravens, they'll figure that out. But they did say while those guys were missing from practice, Eddie Jackson was practicing. I know when the Ravens signed Desmond King, I saw some people thinking, oh, is Eddie Jackson getting ready to get up out of here? But that is not the case. And they did say Kyle Hamilton was practicing as well, even though his ankle got a little banged up against the Steelers temporarily. But when he saw Marcus Williams on the field, Kyle Hamilton said, no, my ankle is just fine. I'm coming right back out there. Team Keep It Clean, we reach my favorite part of these videos where you get to send in your question to have it featured. And let's get straight into it because we ain't got that much time. First off, before we get into it, got to give a special shout out to the newest Team Keep It Clean patron, my guy, Baltimore Mike 51. And you know what? Let's get straight to his question. He said, hey, Graven, I pray you and your family are well. We doing really good. Be more, Mike. I appreciate you. He said, I just had a question that I wanted to ask. How is it that commentators were really critical of Lamar's running abilities, but Josh Allen is treated like he is the best thing since sliced bread when he runs? Is it really that black and white? Well, he put that in quotation marks. So anyway, yeah, it is. And that's a hard truth, because with Josh Allen, with Lamar Jackson, we know that he is never looked at as a prototypical or typical quarterback. He was never looked at as a typical franchise quarterback, but Josh Allen is. So when Lamar does these things, they look for so many. They didn't even want Lamar Jackson to even play quarterback. So the fact that he does so many things so uniquely and effectively and amazingly, a lot of people ain't like that. A lot of people ain't want to be wrong about Lamar Jackson. A lot of people ain't want to admit that they looked at Lamar Jackson a completely different way. And they just do not like him being successful the way that he does it, because it's not so traditional all the time. But with Josh Allen, he has more of the traditional look. He's more of the traditional quarterback, but he be running a lot too. Like, I think the stat, what he had, like 15 rushing touchdowns last year? Does a quarterback do that? Not even Jalen Hurts with the whole tush push thing. So, not well, but I mean, that's all it is, man, straight up. So, yeah, Josh Allen, he's always going to get praised for stuff like that. Lamar Jackson, from a lot of people, he just won't. Can't bully the bullies. Next question came from my guy Desmond. He said, what's up, Engraven? Long time subscriber and supporter. Appreciate you, Dez. He said, okay, I know I only send questions after a loss and I got to do better. Yeah, he called himself out. He said, please explain how we don't even use the threat of Derrick Henry on a two-point conversion. It's unexplainable. It can't be explained. I have no answers for it. I don't think the Ravens do either. It's unexcusable, too. He said, with him on the sideline, the defense just knew the ball was going to stay in Lamar's hands. That's true. Very true. He said, we even had the extra time to prep the play thanks to the Steelers calling a timeout. Oh, I didn't even think about that. That makes it that much worse. He said, my last question I sent you was on, I went on a Fire Hogs rant, and at the end you asked me, who do I want for a coach? But honestly, I don't even know, man, anybody at this point. Me and you can go out there and do better. The Lions defensive coordinator might be someone to look at. My brother made a statement, and I will leave you with it. This was an eye-opener to who and what we really are. We bully everybody except the bullies. We constantly lose to the Steelers and Chiefs. That's coaching. I can't argue with you on that. I can't. Yes, that game the other day against the Steelers, it was not all on John Harbaugh, so don't get me wrong. But the consistency of the Baltimore Ravens continuing to lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers, even when being a better roster, being a technically better team than the Pittsburgh Steelers, a lot of times, is that's coaching, man, because it happens so often. So often, in the same ways. There'll be these close games, so it just one mistake. One mistake can cost you. Now, again, Harbaugh wasn't out there fumbling. Harbaugh didn't drop that ball to end up being an interception. Harbaugh ain't missed the field goals. So, he ain't missed some throws early on in the game. But then you look at the plays, like, at the very end, the 2 point that you mentioned. That's coaching right there. So, that game against the Steelers was a collective effort. It's a group effort by everybody. But when you see the consistency and you look at the numbers and how often, especially them being all these close games that they've been losing to the Steelers, it's unacceptable. And he said, we had 10 days to prepare for them. Okay, I'm going like Derrick Henry with the game on the line. I'm out. And he said, man, I was so angry after the first question, I forgot to mention these points. At the end of the first half, we was up 1 point after playing the worst half of the year offensively. We backed up near our end zone with 38 seconds. Let's take a knee, right? Wrong. We run a pass play to Likely, and he let the traitor strip him and recover the fumble. Coaching. Now, I disagree with literally every single body that says that. I've seen a lot of people say that about this game. They said, all right, the Ravens were up, and why would we do that pass and play? Why were we throwing the ball when we were up? And the same thing you said, they played bad football offensively. They were up. They could have just took some knees going into halftime. No. Steelers had 3 timeouts. If you take a knee, that's literally letting the Steelers, okay, timeout. You take another knee, okay, another timeout. You take a third knee, another timeout, punt. Steelers get the ball back. They got an opportunity to score. No. Ravens made the right choice with trying to score more points. Why not? We've seen them do it before. We know how the Baltimore Ravens, they can move the ball down the field pretty quickly. We've seen it a lot of times this season, whether it's at the end of the first half, it's at the end of the second half, it's throughout the game. We've seen the Baltimore Ravens be able to go on this fast-paced offense where they get the ball down the field fast. So why not do it right there before halftime? Isaiah Likely, he fumbled. It's unfortunate. That's something that he never does. But that, in my opinion, that's not coaching. That was not a bad coaching move at all. Not one bit. Because, again, had he done what you said and took the knees, Steelers call timeouts, they get the ball back. He said, Harbs make them take a knee. You're the head coach. That's smart football. No, it wouldn't have been. He said, we up one after the first half. On another note, how many kicks got to be missed before we at least bring in someone to make Tucker earn his job? They're not. They're not going to bring in any competition for him. They're not. They're just simply not. But his resume speaks for itself, and I know we can't just base stuff off the pass, and I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, oh, give him pass or whatnot. But with the Ravens, It's different than a Marcus Williams. Tucker been with the Ravens, and you know Ravens are very loyal. They're a very loyal team. It could be for good or for worse, but Ravens are a very, very loyal team. So with Justin Tucker, we just got to hope that this is just a little stretch. It's just a little rough patch, and they can work it out. Next question came from my guy, Jay Fire. He said, is all hope lost? Angry Raven, your boy, Jay Fire here. It's been a while, but I hope you and the family are doing fantastic and blessed. I love having your live stream on during the game because I know when something good happens, you about to be getting super excited. And I feel like we celebrating together. Oh, because we are. We are. Now, we ain't have much celebrating to do against the Steelers, but we get back to it against the Chargers. He said, to my question, do you still have hope for this season? Yes, I still think Baltimore Ravens are winning the Super Bowl this year. I really do. So, yes. Anyway, he said, for me, it feels like we are at the point in the season where your team identity is getting solidified. There is not a lot of time to be a different team. Our identity seems to be some explosive offense except for the Steelers game and below average defense. Again, except the Steelers game. I don't know if it is just the low from losing to the Steelers again, but I feel like even if we get to the playoffs, our team is too suspect to make a deep run. I find myself just thinking about what are we going to do next year? So what do you think? Is there still hope for this season? And if so, what do you see that gives you hope? Well, hey, just like Brandon Stevens is from the starting lineup, I'm out. Oh, well, I think he'll like the beginning of this video a lot. But, yeah, Ravens, we saw the change that they made on defense. We saw how effective that was. So, hopefully, they can continue that. And with the Steelers game, man, like, good thing we don't play the Steelers 17 times a season. We can play them at least twice, potentially three times this season. We'll see. But Ravens just got to get it right. They got to get it right. Ravens can beat any single team in the league. But you just got to come correct. You can't be having these self-inflicted wounds. You can't be fumbling the ball. Can't be turning the ball over. You don't want to be missing. It's so much stuff that you got to clean up. But the good thing about it is that it's all stuff that you can clean up. It's all stuff that we have seen you do well before, even this season. Well, with the defense, we ain't really seen them play well too much. But it is all stuff that's fixable, it's coachable, and it's doable. Next question came from my guy Amos. He said, hey team, keep it clean, family, and engraving. I just want to say it's time to look for a new kicker. Shaking my head. How Justin Tucker missed two field goals. Our defensive line didn't look bad. Adalfe was doing his thing, and Marlon Humphrey getting interceptions. I believe we should have won that game. Side note, my brother's a Steelers fan. He even said that we should have won that game. Oh, yeah, I mean, you hold a team to not scoring a touchdown, and you scored two touchdowns. Zay Flowers caught the touchdown. Derrick Henry ran for the touchdown. You got two touchdowns. They ain't getting not one. And you still, yeah. He said, why can't we ever beat a challenging team when it's time? Shaking my head. I wouldn't say that, but it's just something with the Steelers and the Chiefs. Something with those two teams. I think it's a mental thing, most importantly. Because Ravens got the team to do it. They got the team to do it, but they just keep on losing. It's a mentality thing, man. He said, much respect to Zach Orr, but after the season, him and John got to go. It hurts me seeing Brandon Stevens get burnt like that by another good wide receiver. Shaking my head. John is stubborn. We should have put Stevens at safety. But anyway, Flock Nation, team keep it clean. Engraving, stay strong. We're going to get our revenge in 2 weeks. Have a good day. Love it, Amos.